I have spent my money for nothing and for vanity. Are you saying that? He said, but one thing I know for sure. He said, surely the justice due to me is with the Lord, and my reward is with my God. I want us to read that together. I say, yes, surely.
Yes, surely.
The justice due to me is with the Lord.
The justice due to me is with the Lord.
And my reward with my God. Let me just explain something to you here, because we're talking about Thanksgiving. He said, my reward is with my God. Let me tell you something. The fact that you made an effort is recorded in heaven. I don't know whether I hear what I said. The fact that you made an effort is recorded in heaven. There's one man I heard of, I didn't read the story myself, but I heard about him, an American businessman. When he wants to hire people, qualifications are good, amen? But if you tell him you started a company and it collapsed, that's why you're looking for a job, you hire sharp. You can call him qualifications, he doesn't mind. But if you just mention, say, what were you doing before? Say, my friends and I got together to start this business, but after 2 years, everything disappeared, we don't have anything again. And that's why I'm not here looking for a job. He hires you on the spot. He said, this man has guts. That this man is a real man. He can get up to go and get something done. What am I saying? The fact that you tried, all right, is recorded in heaven. I say something all the time to believers. God didn't call you to get results. He called you to do something. Paul said, each man receives his reward according to his labor, not according to the fruit. He said, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. That's why if you're planning to be a businessman or some, or whatever, go and listen to our CD, Spiritual Economic Empowerment and Development Strategies Seminar, right? I explained something that these are the principles that Christians use to do business. If the business collapses after that, it collapses in the will of God. There's collapse in the will of God. There is. Let me tell you the truth. There is. But the only thing I say all the time, if you read that book, Great Faith Can Be Yours, I talked at the last chapter, sometimes I said Isaac's die. But the spirit of Isaac, you can never kill it. If it was truly Isaac, take the body down. The spirit will rise in bodies bigger and stronger than the one that it lost. That's the principle of Isaac. That you tried is recorded in heaven. Those who do not try. You know the one man, he said, I gave you talent. Where is it? As you give unto me, a complete. That also, his judgment was not that he didn't make money, but that he did not even try. But let's give thanks. Say, Father, I thank you that I tried. Let's begin to give thanks. Say, Father, I thank you that at least I tried. Yes, I may have failed, but failure is only for those who tried. Men who never did anything, they can't say they failed. Say, Lord, I thank you for the spirit of trying. And if you had never tried, say, Lord, I repent for not trying. I want you to give God thanks. Say, Lord, that I tried. People called you foolish, but at least you did it in the integrity of your heart. You did it by faith. I said, there is collapse even with God. That is, if a man working with God, he can lose things. I mean, the first time Moses tried, he lost. But I believe very strongly, if he never tried, he showed that his heart was never with the children of Israel. He tried to deliver them at the time, and he only caused trouble. But then, that same man who tried, listen to this story. Moses was the person who tried before. Amen? What did he get out of it? Nothing. Trouble. All right? That's all he got. Nothing positive. But that same man who tried first time and failed was the same person God called after 40 years. And this time around, God gave him a mighty arm. All right? It was the hand of God he went with, and this time around, he succeeded. Let me prophesy to you. Your comeback will be with the grace of God. And you will succeed just by lifting your hands and speaking, just uttering voices. You won't fight anybody. Before, you were waking up very early and meeting everybody on earth to get the business to run. What happened? He died. But at least you tried. But this time around, in peace you will lie down and sleep. Because the Lord alone is making you dwell in safety.
Amen.
God will give to you even while you sleep.
Amen.
The same Moses that tried the first time and failed is the same Moses that God brought back, and then this time around he made him succeed.
Amen.
You will succeed again.
Amen.
Let's give God thanks again. You see, that's why it's good to explain things. We said we have to decode these letters. Discode this word so that we can use them properly in Thanksgiving. Now you thank God. Say, Lord, I thank you that I failed the first time. Lord, I thank you that I failed the first time. Lord, I thank you. Thank you because at least now I'm coming back. I'm coming back in style. This time around, I'm returning with the grace of God. Grace for success. This time around, I'm returning with power from above. This time around, I'm returning with a mighty hand. Said, the Lord has sent me and his spirit. Say, Lord, I thank you because you alone have sent me and your spirit. Isaiah said, my reward is with my God. I want you to prophesy. You know, we are giving thanks and we are prophesying. I want you to prophesy. Say, my reward is with my God. Declare it loud. Say, my reward is with my God. Declare it loud. Say, my reward is with my God. Say, where I failed before, I am coming back to succeed there. Where the Egyptians drove me out, I am returning to deliver the people. Because I am coming back with the grace of God. Because I am coming back with the wisdom from above. Say, Father, I give you thanks. Because of the great reward you have for my life. Now listen to this, verse 5. We are reading Isaiah chapter 49. Verse 5. And now says the Lord who formed me. That is, you see, like I said, there are procedures for everything. Don't forget, when Jonah began to give thanks, the fish began to respond. Do you get my point? Now, when you respond like this, that surely the justice due to me is with the Lord, and my reward is with my God. Hear what the Lord says in return. He said, now says the Lord who formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him in order that Israel might be gathered to him. For I am honored in the sight of the Lord, and my God is my strength. He says, verse 6, it is too small a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved one of Israel. The preserved ones of Israel. I will also make you a light to the nations so that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. You know what he was saying here? The first idea you had was a small idea. Do you hear what I said? Compared with what God wants to do in your life, the first idea you had was a small idea. There's something I tell my wife all the time. It's a prophetic word. Look, I tell her, I'm your prophet, you know. My wife used to work in the bank those days. And when we came to Enugu, she started working in UB. And after a few years, after my son Akinlu was born, and she resigned from the job. He was able to do what? I said, yes, to go and do the primary assignment she has in life. Take care of me and the boy. And have more boys after that. Yeah, that's a matter of fact. For what I said, look, the simple reason was that I said from time, somebody has to raise children. It's either me or my wife. But I'm not going to have children raised by people I don't know. By then, you're waking up at 6 o'clock, leaving the house at 6:15. I mean, waking up by 5, waking up at 6:15, and returning at 9 p.m. You have turned me into the mommy of the house. And from the beginning, we agreed. We are getting married. You will be the wife. I will be the husband. Is that not what they said? The day we were taking vows, they said, do you take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife? Not your lawful wedded husband. No, it's true. You didn't notice? No, it was an arrangement. You will be the wife. I will be the husband. Do you get the point? Uh-huh. So you be cannot turn me to a wife. No, they are not my God. They did not wed me. They didn't give me a wife. So why should they reverse what God has set in a particular order in which I agreed? So when it was being tempted, threatened that I should become the wife, I said, na lie, in Jesus' name, na lie. So after that, my wife resigned from there. And to come and do what? Nothing. Just what she did was just to enroll for MBA immediately. She wasn't looking for a job. Just that, you know, idleness is not good for the brain. It begins to shrink. You know, look like a baboon's brain after a while. Idleness is not good. I've told you, even if you don't have any so-called job you are doing, now go and find something to do. I'm telling you the truth. Idleness shrinks the brain. You all right? So she resumed postgraduates. But this is the point I'm making. I say I'm a prophet. I told you half then, and I'm still saying it today, and I still remember her this morning. When she was leaving, some people say, why? Hey, are you sure it is wise? Can you come? Yeah, I say, bank is not a God, though. Do you understand my point? God is God. He said, I'm God and there is none else. Why are people trembling like this as if anybody who doesn't work here will die? But I said, listen to me. Those who are telling you that this is not a wise decision, who are saying behind your back that this is foolish, one day they will phone you and say, madam, how now? You don't forget also. You know, I need to meet my target. Oh, my target is 100 million. Please, can you give me 50 million, please? And she'll say, Habba, I just gave somebody 50 million last week. look, the best I can do is 25. All right? Pick the check. I'll leave it in my office as I'm going out. That is a prophetic word. It will come to pass 10 times. Are you getting my point? You know what God is saying? He said, the dream you had is too small. That's why I didn't even support it. It was too small. I like one story that was told about Abraham Lincoln. How many of you know about Abraham Lincoln? American president. Then, almost all posts he contested for, he lost until the presidency. Do you get my point? There were only one or two, you know. It was a politician for a long time. Let's bring that to Nigerian level. A man wanted to be counselor. He tried. They defeated him. He said, okay, I want to do counselor. He goes. He tried to be chairman. They defeated him. He said, okay, no, I'm going to House of Reps. Local House of Assembly, self. He tried. They said, a lie. He tried for governor. He almost won. They defeated him. When something happened, he lost again. Let me make a long story short. I think he won only one party leadership election. Maybe like be vice chairman for PDP of Enugu State. That kind of thing. Then one day, the man decided he wanted to be president. One way or the other, he won the presidency. And is the reason America did not break up. So all those wise wanted to be governor, be this, be senator, God's in a lie. It is too small a thing. Go back into the Bible. Verse 6. He said, it is too small a thing that you should be my servant. Only to raise the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved ones of Israel. He said, I will make you a light of the nations. The word nations. In fact, my wife was reading the Bible this morning. Said the Bible says, let the peoples praise you. She said, I love the word peoples. You know, there's person, there's people, and there is peoples. When you hear the word peoples in the Bible, it means that it's nations we are dealing with. The one nation is people. Plenty, plenty people. But when we are taking different people, and when you hear peoples, that is Oyinbo people, black people, Asian people, that is peoples. Let's declare. Say, I am a light to the nations. I am a light to the peoples.
I am a light to the
peoples. I am not a local champion.
I am a light to the
peoples.
I am going somewhere to shine.
I am a light to the peoples.
I am a light to the
peoples. Say, Father, I thank you. Let's give thanks. Again, I say it's Thanksgiving. Say, Lord, I thank you because of where I am today. Thank you because of that. Oh, look, listen. Anyone who has tried a job and has failed, who has had a business that did not do well, I want to start giving God thanks for that business. Say, Lord, I thank you because this time I tried to do this fish business, this poultry business, this farming business, this importation business, this trading business, this networking business, that one that did not work. Lord, I thank you for that particular business because by it I have come to understand that I am a light to the peoples. I am a light to the nations. 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 Say, Lord, I give you thanks because of the time that I failed. Lord, I give you thanks because of the times that things did not work well. I am like Moses. I shall yet return and deliver the people with a mighty hand because I am a light to the peoples. Just give the Lord thanks. Say, Father, I give you thanks. Now listen to this. He said, thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel and his Holy One to the despised one. Who's the despised one? The Bible says that rich men have many friends, but the poor man, even his family members, they despise him. Can you see what he's saying here? That's what the Bible says in Proverbs. He said, thus says the Lord to the despised one, to the one abhorred by the nation, to the servant of rulers. This is what God is saying to a man who's so low down. He said, a time will come, kings shall see and arise. That is when you arrive, kings will see you and they will get up. He said, princes shall also bow down. Why? Because of the Lord who is faithful. I said, God does not disappoint people. The Holy One of Israel who has chosen you, let us declare. You say concerning your life. He said, I may be despised today. Say that.
I may be despised today.
But it shall come to pass. According to the decree of God Almighty, that kings will see me and they will arise. Princes will see me and they will bow down. because of the Lord who is faithful, and the Holy One of Israel who has chosen me. Let me tell you, as a matter of fact, the place where you went to for a job and you were not worthy. Let me tell you something of Barack Obama. The Democratic Convention, 4 years before he became president, he came, he did not have it. Was it that one or the one before that? He came, there was no seat for him. Do you hear what I said? There are so many people, there was no seat for him. I think 8 years after that, he was going to be president. Yet, one, he showed up, they were having convention, imagine PDP National Convention. As a delegate, he arrived, where I go sit? Ah, but you not come on time, oh, sit, don't finish. Sit, don't finish. And then the very next one, he gave an address. The following one, he became the presidential candidate. You see the way it works? That's why he said, thus says the Lord to the man who is despised right now. The places where, you know, I've said before, when you go to a bank to negotiate a facility, and they say, where's the marriage certificate of your grandfather and your grandmother? It's a marriage certificate. He said, in Agelan for village. Where is the deed with which the founding man of the village gave it to your great-grandfather? Are you getting my point? Listen, the same bank, listen to me. Write their name down that day. One day you will sit at home, you phone the manager, say, please bring 15 million naira and 100 naira notes to my house. I need it now. And he will say, yes, sir. The time my wife used to work in UB, there's one man I won't mention, he was one notorious guy in this town. He said the man used to throw their banking hall into distress. He will call the manager and say, bring me 50 million naira in 200 naira notes. Mint all of it. Hey! Then they can reach there and say, no, take half back and bring it in 100 naira notes. And they'll be running up and down. Who is this human being that anytime he phones, my manager can't sit down again? There are people like that too. There are those that they can write a check on the back of their complimentary card. No, I'm telling you, look, they'll take their card, turn the back, and say, please, pay bearer 1.8 million naira, and they sign it. Say, get the gift to the manager. Man, if they're not born and rich, may you deny that check. That's the meaning of kings shall see and arise, princes shall also bow down. He said, because of the Lord who is faithful. And listen, I need you to understand something. When he was prophesying this, he said, I'm speaking to a man who is despised. Are you getting my point? Listen, don't feel bad when you are rejected in places. Listen, the Bible says that when Peter was writing, he said, these prophets prophesied of the sufferings of Christ and the glories to follow. It's always like that. When you are despised today, just look down. There's a glory that God wrote after that. So this is how we handle it. We give thanks for the despising, and then we prophesy the glory to come. There's a foolish and ungodly way to respond. Ah! Man, don't suffer. Ah, this will not people like me. Then they tell me, say, I'm not fit enter. Ah! Oh my God, they see me. Then you reach out. They look at your papa and say, where were you when other people were getting connection? There are children who behave like that. They feel like the only problem I have is this kind failure man will bomb me. The fish is about to digest that fellow. You know the digestion of the fish. You know we have been discussing it. Anybody, especially Christian, any Christian, any child of God who behaves like that will be digested by the fish of life. Do you follow my point? But how are real Christians supposed to respond? We look at, when you are despised, you say, God, there is a prophecy for those who are despised. Then you find it. Let's declare again. Say, according to the decree of the Almighty.
According to the decree
to the principle of sufferings and glory to follow. Say that. Before we speak further, sufferings of Christ and the glories to follow. That's what Peter said. This is how it is. There is the sufferings of Christ and the glories to follow. Are you getting my point? So according to that principle, declare, and according to the will of my Father God. Say it, and according to the will of my Father God.
Though I am despised now,
a time shall come That kings shall see me and they will rise.
That
rulers will bow down at my presence.
Because of the Lord who is faithful.
And the Holy One of Israel who has chosen me. Let's go to the next verse, verse 8. He said, thus says the Lord, in a favorable time I have answered you, and in a day of salvation I have helped you. I will keep you and give you for a covenant of the people, to restore the land, to make them inherit the desolate heritages, saying to those who are bound, go forth, and to those who are in darkness, show yourselves. Along the roads they will feed, and their pasture will be on bare heights, on all bare heights. They will not hunger or thirst, neither will the scorching heat or sun strike them. Let me stop. I will read down further, but there's something I want to bring out, all right? I told you, for those of you around on Saturday, I explained something that, look, I look for messages that I have to learn also. I can't be the one teaching all the time. So there's this man, Charles Stanley. I watch him on TV. He talks very nicely, very coolly. I heard later that he's the chief editor of Devotional Study Bible, or one of those popular study materials. I don't know which one for sure. So I'm listening to him for a while, and the man really blesses me. So I got to his website and started downloading his messages. So I put the first set in my car yesterday. I've listened to it since. And the man explained something to one of the ones I listened to today. He said that that your life must make a statement. That in fact, God is trying to make statements with your life. And you've heard me say something like that before. If you've listened to me for a long time. I said, God doesn't have any address. If I ask you where you are staying, you can tell me, number 25, O'Connor Street, off this and that. You know, you give me an address. Say, where's God's address? He doesn't have. The only address he has is the life of the people that he has walked with and he has blessed. So when they say, where is your address? Say, I'm the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. In the New Testament, you hear God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He had to be a living person. They had to have seen him. You have heard of Jesus Christ, whom God anointed. That is, the way I describe the God is by describing the life of Jesus Christ for you. What am I saying? Your life is supposed to describe the person of God. Listen, I told you before, God can bless you anytime. But why he hasn't is that he says, no, if I bless you like this, you will use money to misrepresent me. Do you follow my point? So what I do first is I first teach you how to represent me. Then I will now give you the resources with which you can represent me effectively. And that's what God was saying here. He said, in a favorable time I have answered you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. And I will keep you and give you for a covenant of the people. And that's number one. That is, you are my representative before the people. And number two, this is a problem a lot of people have. We think that God is just blessing us so that we can eat. Today I went to UNEC. And as I was climbing one particular faculty building, I was hearing everywhere. What? Small generators in the university. Every department has its own. Every photocopier beside the place has his own. Every corner, the dean's office had his own. I said, And I told myself, I said, this is such a field that somebody should be able to design something to stop this noise. It's not by silencing the generators, but by rearranging so that everybody will connect somewhere, even if NEPA is not producing. Then the money they are using to buy this gen and fueling it, they'll be giving. I was just thinking, do you get my point? God said, look, he said, what I have appointed you for, what I'm going to show you, how I'm going to show my glory in you, what I'm trying to achieve in all of that is so that you will restore the land to make the people inherit the places that used to be desolate. What he was saying is that you are a redeemer of the peoples. He said, you will have the ability to say to those who are bound, go forth. Let me explain what I'm saying. I'm a doctor, and I've been to hospital, I've seen a lot of things. There are people who die because they don't have 2,000 naira. And you think the doctor is heartless. He has seen too many. He doesn't notice anymore. The first two or three, he tried to pay by himself. After a while, he got used to it. I'm telling you. But the people do not have enough powers, all right, in themselves to look at somebody and say, go forth. What it means is that you were bound. Now be released from your sickness. One day my wife went, she was pregnant. She went to do a scan, the normal pregnancy scan. And one woman came to do an ultrasound scan for her. her son that was ill. Maybe she brought like 1,500 naira, I don't know the price again. And she got there and discovered it was 2,000 naira. But I thought it was supposed to be 1,500 now. He said, sorry, madam, now 2,000 naira. Now I turned to the boy, began abuse the small sick boy.
You remember the story? Push the boy ahead. What is wrong with you? My wife said, madam, stop now. It is not the boy's fault that he's sick. You think he plans to be sick? He did not plan it. So she put her in her pocket and gave her the money that was missing. Do you get my point? So that the woman could stop beating the boy. It is called saying to the boy who is bound, go forth. Do you get what I'm saying? You're following my principle. That's power. Everybody say power.
Power.
God said, this is what I will do with your life. I hope you are getting what I'm saying. So that when you are declaring, you know, a lot of Christians will declare very selfishly. Jehovah Shammah, you make me hammer. I will buy hammer. That's a foolish declaration. All you are thinking of is what you will buy, what you will drive. I saw that joke somewhere. I think it was on TV program. I never forgot it. Jehovah Shammah, you make me hammer, and I will buy hammer. No. No, I want to say this. Say Jehovah Shammah.
You make me hammer.
And I will say to the bound,
go forth.
Do you understand my point? That's a better declaration. God said, in a favorable time, I have answered it. Everybody shout. He said, thus says the Lord.
In a favorable time,
he has answered me.
In a day of salvation,
he has helped me.
And he will yet help me.
He said, he will keep me
and give me as a covenant to the people
to restore the land,
to make them inherit the desolate heritages.
I will say to the bound,
because of the abundance of resources
and because of the abundance of ability,
I will say to the bound,
go forth.
Let me explain what that means. I was watching Sunday Adelaja today on TV. How many of you know Sunday Adelaja? The pastor of the largest church in Ukraine. I saw him on, you know, I referred to him once. Okay, he was not here. I preached with him. He was on Nonicha last week. There was this Anglican church program. I went to preach at Nonicha last week. I described the situation there. And I saw the man on TV this morning. And the man was describing how problems came to their family. He had an elder, you know, African system, an elder brother, I think it was his cousin actually, was thinking of everybody in the immediate family. And that one was his presidential advisor those days. Another person who was university lecturer, another woman who was a business woman, all of them siblings, a brother, a sister. And they all died within 6 months. And if you know my people, African people, they are Ijebu people, all right? If you know, they say, this old woman, because his grandmother was looking after the whole family, said this old woman must be a witch. That was how she ate the three children. Are you getting what I'm saying? That's how people reason. So they now neglected her, that if you go near, she go chop you too. Everybody dropped out of school immediately after that. Are you getting what I'm saying? Those are people, listen, he said, there are those who are bound. You say to them, go forth. And to those who are in darkness, that is, they are hiding. Do you follow my point? He said, you will say to them, show yourself. He said, he was a senior prefect. His juniors will see him after hawking pap. You know the pap? That's how they did it on my side. That's what he'll be hawking. He said, he has to do that every day to be able. He said, thank God for our Lord who made education there free. But to be able to buy socks, buy shirt to wear to school, he had to walk like this throughout the year. There are many people who are brilliant. Nobody's paying. So they are hidden. Why God wants to prosper you is so that you can say to those who are in darkness, show yourselves. You brilliant young men, come to school. Are you getting my point? So you see, we need to decode this so you know why God wants to bless you. If he has blessed you before now, you won't be here this evening to hear this. Like me running riot on the streets. Causing trouble in AMPP. But God said, no, you must go and hear this. So that when I bless you after now, you know where to go. You go back to your village and say, all right, I'm going to set a test in 2 months' time. And this is the syllabus. Anybody that passes, the first 20 people, the top 20, free education, maybe start in primary, at least to the end of secondary school. Because you don't have that money yet. Do you have that particular one? You can handle secondary school for everybody.
So the first 20,